Jr.?
Mr. Moderator, I want to apologize for my uncharacteristic outburst earlier this evening. When I called Brian Mills and asked him for the scoping session here tonight in Plymouth, he asked me, well, why do we need to have another scoping session in New Hampshire? Why can't you just send your written comments into us? And I said, well, that's not the New Hampshire way. New Hampshire rights make their voices known and their concerns known usually through a town meeting. And at a town meeting, it is not unusual for a member of the meeting to make a point of order when they feel the moderator is out of order. But I did not mean any disrespect, so forgive me. My name is Omer C. Ahern, Jr. I'm from Plymouth, New Hampshire, 97 Cummings Hill Road. I am a tree farmer, where my certified tree farm is on Cummings Hill Road. I want to thank the Department of Energy folks for coming here tonight and having the scoping session, and I want to thank all of you folks for showing up. There's a few less of us here, and what I want to urge you all is, in the future, as this thing goes forward, don't let them separate you. This room should still be packed. We need to stick together if we're going to overcome this challenge that we're being faced with as New Hampshireites. Stay together. The Ahern family has been farming in Grafton County since 1897. I'm a fourth generation person working on the land here in Grafton County. I'm also a Grafton County Commissioner from District 3, but I do not speak for the Grafton County Commissioners in any way this evening. I'm speaking only for myself. I am against this project as proposed because, as proposed, it will ruin our great Granite State. I'm also opposed to the first alternative. New Hampshire, as we've heard tonight, does not need this electricity. This project will adversely affect existing local jobs involved with locally New Hampshire-generated electricity. This project will adversely affect local New Hampshire initiatives to promote local energy independence, such as micro-hydro, electric generation, and biomass. I'm concerned about and specifically request the agency to fully address the national security issues that were addressed earlier this evening. I'm very concerned about the rural nature of this project and how easily the project, as completed, could be compromised and leave our country in dire straits. If this project is ultimately allowed to proceed, I would ask the agency to put into effect what I'm about to suggest. This uninvited, unusual foreign proposal from far away, I believe, requires an unusual measure. As the good folks of Northern New Hampshire did not request this project, I request that this agency require Hydro-Québec, a foreign entity, and Northern Pass Transmission LLC, and any other entities involved with this project, to establish a fund of money to reimburse any landowners who will be directly affected by the project in terms of providing, reimbursing them for some of their legal fees, at least 2 or 3 hours of legal advice, because the Northern Pass folks have their bevy of attorneys. I think historically, New Hampshire landowners have taken a hit whenever they've been asked to put easements and rights of way over their property for electric projects. And I ask that the agency request that Hydro-Québec provide a fund so that the landowners can get some help so we can have a level playing field. Thank you again. Live free or die.
Thank you for your comments, Omer. For the record, the moderator still